If you could ask Alberto Pacini where he felt most at home, I'm not sure he'd point to the ground beneath our feet. Instead, he'd probably point toward the horizon. You see, Pacini was one of those souls who couldn't stay still. He was a traveler way before travel became easy and accessible. And most importantly, he had this way of bringing the entire world back home with him, painted onto a canvas. But let's start at the beginning. After studying at the Academy of Fine Arts of Parma, Pacini established himself as a lithographer, which is very precise, very technical work. Afterwards, he received an incredible opportunity to work in Paris, which was the heart of the art world at the time. And then came the moment that changed everything. In 1855, when the original artist dropped out, Pacini was invited to join a French diplomatic mission to Persia. Now, try to imagine that for a second. No planes, no easy travel, just months of dust and heat, riding on horses through the desert. Most people would have complained about the discomfort, but Pacini? He was mesmerized. He fell in love with the East, the Orient, as they called it then, and never looked back. Yet what makes him stand out isn't just that he traveled, it's how he saw things. While other painters of his time were back in their cozy studios making up exotic scenes that never actually happened, Pacini was there. He was in the middle of the markets, at the gates of Istanbul, out in the desert. He was almost like a human camera before cameras were even common. He had this incredible way of capturing, let's say, the vibration of the air. The way the sun hits a blue-tiled wall, or the dust kicked up by a horse's hoof. The funny thing is that despite achieving great success while he was still alive, the Prince of Orientalists, they called him, Pacini remained a very quiet, humble guy. He eventually moved back to Italy, to a villa in the hills, and in the end, after seeing the world and experiencing things most people could only dream of, he still chose to spend his remaining years painting his garden in the light of his home. So, who was Alberto Pacini? Well, if anything, he was a restless traveler and an incredible artist who spent his life chasing the sun across continents just so he could bring a bit of that golden light back home with him. He didn't just paint scenes. He painted the feeling of being somewhere else. And honestly, looking at his work, you can almost sense the warmth of a Persian afternoon. Therefore, in every canvas, his journeys continue. Quietly, endlessly, as if he never truly came home.